Okay, let's crack straight on then. Our second speaker is from Belgium. We have a bit of a Belgium power duo today. And I know he's a big fan of animals because when he came on the podcast about a year and a half ago, he showed me his app which allowed you to pay BCH to drive a rally car around his house and feed his cats. I don't know actually what he's going to be announcing today, but I believe it might be actually a similar theme with animals on the agenda. So, from Belgium, we have Killian with announcing CoinGraze.
Thank you. All right. So, it's great to be here. And I'm going to take about 20 minutes to try to explain to you what CoinGraze is all about. And to do that, is this the clicker? I would like to rewind a bit and take you back to somewhere in the 90s. So this is a picture. And for me, this is a very special picture, I would say. This is a picture where my mother took a friend of ours, my brother and I, to the petting zoo somewhere in Belgium. And this was a wonderful place where they had a huge playground and many other animals. And this picture reminds me of two things, actually. And so the first thing is just the wonderful time we had growing up and the fun and enjoy and excitement of interacting with real animals. And the second reason why I really like this picture is right after this picture was taken, something quite funny happens. It's very peculiar, but unfortunately, I will not be able to share you guys that here in public here. But if you're really curious to what happens right after this picture is taken, it's a pretty good story on its own. Then you'll have to come ask me about this off camera. So the other reason, so fast forward a few years. So you can guess which one of those small kids is me. But a few years later, I graduated from the KU Leuven with a master's degree in mechatronics engineering. And later on, I went to work in robotics. I spent a few years in the R&D department for a robotics company that automates metalworking machines. And some of my larger customers are really very well-known players in the aviation industry, for example, and among a few others. And so, but now I've chosen to switch my focus, and I want to bring those novel experiences I was talking about before growing up, about this joy and excitement interacting with animals, to the online world. And simultaneously, I would like to do this by promoting Bitcoin Cash. So this is a wonderful match, and I will be doing this through CoinGraze, which will be your digital petting zoo. So why now? How did we get to this point? A few years back, scrolling the internet, I saw this. I found something about these two brothers, Paul and Spencer Lambert. They started a company called IOZeta, and with this company, they had this cryptocurrency-enabled candy machine. And to promote this, they had a Twitch live stream, and people could also feed their chickens on the live stream. And I just thought this was wonderful, right? So just anyone in the world, no matter what, they can just feed those chickens from a distance. And for me, that was a real inspiration. And so that's what led me to build the prototype, which Jeremy just mentioned, with the robot arm, where you can play with the cats in my home and feed them as well. So, and after developing that, a few people asked me, well, Can I buy one of these? Can I set one of these up in my home? And while technically that's possible, from a practical point of view, since it was a prototype, it would be quite a hassle to set something up like that. So, and on the other hand, since exactly a year ago now, with the implementation of cash tokens, and that just brings so many new possibilities in the ecosystem, as well as things like Wallet Connect, to gamify a system or to make a game out of this. So here to give you an idea what the end user might see. To start off, you'll be able to see some leaderboards at the top you can navigate to. In the middle, you'll be able to swipe through all the available live streams that are going on with several animals from different farms across the world. At the bottom, you'll also see an upcoming auction because it will be possible to adopt certain animals. So this will be handy also for the hosts, might be zoos or just private petting zoos or anything like that. So one of the funner parts about this project, it will implement Wallet Connect, like mentioned before, and that's handy because we'll be able to use avatars from other NFT projects to express your identity, I would say. So avatars like the BitCats will be implemented, BCH Gurus, Cash Ninjas, and we all have a Jessica NFT that will also be implemented here. So you can use your Jessica NFT as your personal avatar as well. And since it's connected to your wallet, you'll be able to find all of your adopted animals in there here as well. So, but the neat thing about this is, most of you all know about Bitcoin Cash. But there are many people in the world that love interacting with animals, for example. And if implemented properly with Wallet Connect, there's a way to charge your wallet very easily through an interface with traditional finance, then and connecting it to this app, many people might not even realize, oh, this is actually using cryptocurrency. And then this will be a nice low threshold introduction to cryptocurrencies in general, because if they want to unlock more advanced features, for example, they'll have to get to know, like, okay, so how else does this work, right? So the idea is that it can we can spread this out to more other people, and it would be a nice introduction for people into cryptocurrencies, since it's a technology that's very freeing, but many people just don't realize these benefits that they can bring. So imagine we click on one of those live streams there. We can see at the top, function number one, once it's connected to your wallet, you can right away just feed the animals by a press of a button. That is if you've enabled this on the wallet side as well. Otherwise, you'll have to quickly do a confirmation, but it's possible to also enable this automatically for small transactions, for example, or within a certain time period, you can enable this. At the top, you can see the top caregivers for this specific animal farm from this live stream. And like you can see at the top, there's also this XP bar, which is important. You can, if you're someone who proves that you're an avid caregiver, you'll be able to come back multiple days. You'll see your XP experience points grow, and at a certain point, you'll be able to level up. Now, what use does that have? Since you've proved that you're an avid caregiver, you'll be able to unlock the functionality to adopt certain animals at a certain point. So the adoption system based on NFTs, and it's all non-custodial on-chain auction. And by the way, everything in this app is non-custodial, so we never manage the funds of anyone else. I think that's the proper way to build something like this. So the non-custodial on-chain auction is basically a multi-sig contract with a time lock inside. And CoinGraze will manage the initial bidding because you want to avoid having collisions of two people trying to bid at the same time, and that could cause problems. So that's why there's this extra multi-sig from CoinGraze required. Once someone makes a bid on here, it will be set into a time lock contract. So once this, once a certain amount of blocks has fulfilled, then the right owner will receive the NFTs and the money for the people auctioning off. And I would say that huge thanks to Roscoe for developing CashScript, because without CashScript, building a contract like this would be incredibly difficult. And thank you to Mathieu as well for brainstorming on how to put up a contract like this. It's still some fine tweaking necessary, but it was great to be able to figure that out with tools like they've provided here. So to get this out and running, it's important to have people host these machines, right? So eventually, I hope to reach many people across the world from many places, from that are in traditional finance now that may not know anything about cryptocurrencies. But it's important to do some testing first. And for that, I'll be running a pilot program for partners. And so there's a limited batch that will come out soon. And if you're interested, this will also grant you access to the beta testing of this product. For now, it will not be available to the public yet. But people who are in this pilot program will be able to do some testing in the beta. And you'll be part of the initial launch when we do decide to go fully public with this. And so that's, if you're part of one of these partners, then you'll earn the majority of the feedings and NFT sales within what your machine generates, I would say. So there are a few requirements if you want to be a part of this. First of all, I'll have to take a step back here. Once you purchase one of these machines, the idea is that it's all really, really easy to set up. So you can hang up your device. You can plug in the power and the Ethernet cable. You press the on button, and that's basically it. So from that point on, you can use your NFT ownership, because every device comes with a specific NFT ownership. And you can use the same login feature as I talked about before with your avatars, but you will have your specific certificate that proves the ownership of your device. And when logging in with this NFT, you'll be able to go to the setup wizard, which just walks you through all the separate configurations possible with your device. So these are configurations going from what's the name of your specific farm, how much are you asking for people to feed in a one-time feeding, or how many auger rotations does it take per feeding, like depending on what kind of animals you're hosting, that might be different. The minimum amount of feedings per day and the maximum amount of feedings per day, because on some days you might have a lot more customers than on others, and with this you can automate your feeding process in general, and you can say, okay, well, if no one feeds within a certain time, it will automatically feed, for example. A few other setups it will walk you through is starting time and ending time if you have specific times that you only want it to be available. And at the end, you'll be able to have a small testing feature before actually going live. Once you press go live now, then it will be open to the public, and your system will be able to start earning cryptocurrencies as well. So now we get to the requirements. So first of all, you'll have to prove that you have an appropriate location to host one of these machines. The initial investment for one of these machines is also necessary. To go over all these things, it would be nice if you can contact me then so we can go over to see if those requirements are fulfilled or not. If you like to know more, coingraze.com will be eventually where it launches. We have Twitter, Telegram, and if you want to get in contact with me, it's killian@coingraze.com. And for any further information, you can always come up to me later on, and we'll be demoing something at the back on the open builders floor later on. So with that, thank you for listening, and I will head the microphone back to Jeremy.
Killian. So as I was listening to that talk, I was thinking, wow, this is going to have a real use case for expats like me who left their parents with their pets and then still need to make sure they're doing okay. So I actually love this. I'll be checking out that stand later. Okay, we're just coming up to now a bit of a break. There's going to be coffee and tea and sandwiches outside. We're running a little ahead of schedule, which is always nice to see, but I think we'll stick to the original schedule, and we'll be coming back at about 11 for the keynote with Matthew Jerkins. So take a break, and I'll see you back in here at 11.